This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So Google and Apple and countless other internet companies collect your personal data. But if you're an internet service provider, the rules are different. Those companies, such as AT&T and Comcast, have to get user permission before collecting personal data according to federal rules set to go into effect this Thursday. But not so fast. The Federal Communications Commission approved those rules last October, but now the FCC's new chair, Republican Ajit Pai, says those rules favor some companies over others, and he wants to stop them. Pai is getting pushback from Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey.
If the Republicans think that they're going to be able to roll back all these protections without a huge fight, they are sadly mistaken. This battle is going to be historic, and at the end of the day, the American people are going to want their privacy protected.
Well, let's get a deeper understanding of what exactly is under debate and what's at stake here. Daniel Lyons is an FCC rules and consumer privacy expert. He's also an associate professor at Boston College School of Law, and he joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So first of all, explain to us exactly these FCC rules are supposed to go into effect on Thursday about internet service providers. What do they say?
Yeah, so the story here actually begins with the Federal Trade Commission, which is the entity that regulates consumer privacy in most sectors of the economy. In late 2014, early 2015, the FCC reclassified internet service providers, Comcast, Verizon, companies that provide internet service, as common carriers as part of their mission to adopt net neutrality rules.
I see.
The side effect of that was that it stripped the FTC of jurisdiction to enforce privacy rules because the FTC has no jurisdiction over common carriers. So that left a big hole where there were no privacy rules governing the internet service providers. So the FCC stepped in and adopted a set of rules to fill that gap, but the rules that they adopted were very different than the rules that the FTC applies to the rest of the internet ecosystem.
Okay, so first of all, remind us just briefly, what are the FTC rules on the rest of the internet system regarding privacy?
So the Federal Trade Commission generally operates on what's called an opt-out system. So nobody nobody doubts that privacy is important. The question is how you inform consumers and how consumers can make sure their privacy isn't or their information is not used without their permission.
All that small print in the terms of service contract.
That's right. The stuff they're required to give you that nobody ever reads, right? So the FTC rules, which govern most of the economy, say that companies that gather your information can use it unless you tell them not to. So it's an opt-out system.
I see.
The Federal Communications Commission adopted a more consumer protective set of rules for internet service providers, saying they can't use your information unless you opt in, unless they get your permission beforehand.
I see. So there's a bureaucratic change then between the FTC and the FCC that prompted these new, more stringent rules on the internet service providers. Okay. So now we have Ajit Pai, the new FCC chair. He actually voted against these rules when the FCC first adopted them last year in October. Why does he have an objection now?
So Chairman Pai, his primary concern is to make sure that we have competitive neutrality in the internet ecosystem, right? So the issue is that Comcast and Verizon and internet service providers are doing the same thing that Google and Facebook are doing, right? Gathering consumer information and then using them in order to sell more targeted advertising. The concern with one set of rules applying to one part of the industry and another set to another is that it makes that competition unfair. So Chairman Pai's goal is to try to adopt the same set of rules throughout the system, and because the FCC's rules are more stringent with regard to some companies than others, he wants to roll those back.
Okay, so do you think he has a point?
I think he does. I think especially if you consider the fact that really this industry, the internet advertising industry, is dominated by Google and Facebook, right? Google's built a multi-billion dollar company off gathering information in order to be able to give you more targeted advertising, which is something that's very valuable to advertisers.
I mean, we were looking at numbers just before the show that said that Google owns some 55% of the ad revenue generated overall on the internet.
I'm actually surprised it's not larger than that. That doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, I think their quarter four revenue on ads was like $19 billion.
Well, yeah,
just one quarter last year.
And that's the engine that's funding a large chunk of the services that Google provides for you, right? So it's why when you send an email to your spouse about picking up something at Home Depot, right, you suddenly get a banner ad on the side for Home Depot plywood or whatever.
So you basically see a point in terms of Ajit Pai saying that these rules for the internet service providers sort of put them at a double disadvantage then? I mean, that Google already has such a huge market share and they don't have to ask for your permission.
Yeah, I think the internet service providers were late to this game. They don't gather as much information about you as the internet content providers, companies like Google or Facebook do. So they don't get as much data to begin with, but then to be told you can't use that data without getting permission, it makes it a lot harder for them to go challenge the incumbents.
Okay, but what about the flip side of things? Like Google knows what you're doing when you use Google products. The internet service providers ostensibly could know what you're doing anywhere on the internet because all the information that you're sending out there is flowing through them.
That's true. So because they control the pipe, right, they control all of, they have at least eyes on all of the information that's going in and out. It's not actually as different as you might imagine, though. Companies like Google can use cookies and other programs, right, that embed within your computer that not only talk about, not only tell Google what you've looked at when you search Google, but then what pages you go to after that and what happens there too. And the internet, the FTC's privacy rules govern the use of cookies like they do any other information gathering tool.
I see. But it seems as if Senator Markey, for example, is making an argument that there should be a higher level or a higher expectation of privacy applied to the companies that are the gatekeepers for your actual access to the internet.
Well, so curious as to what gatekeeper means, right? To the extent that most of us are going to Google in order to search for information on the internet, right? 75% of all searches worldwide go through the Google search engine. One could build an argument they're also gatekeepers, right? One of Senator Markey. So if Commissioner Pai's concern is leveling the playing field, Senator Markey, I think, is much more concerned about where that level is, right? Is opt out or opt in the right answer?
Right. Well, so I guess, okay, so you asked about the question about what do we think of gatekeepers as? And maybe this is just a sort of a naive interpretation of it, but I'm thinking ostensibly, there are a number of services I could use for search, but in terms of broadband in my home, I mean, it's basically just Comcast, or I don't know, if I wanted DSL, I guess I could use Verizon or Fios maybe, but there's a tiny, I don't have that much choice in terms of choosing the company that provides my broadband. So they do have some sort of more powerful or outsized influence in terms of my actual access to the internet.
Sure. And it depends on which device you're using, right? So we can talk about access. Yeah. When I'm streaming Netflix, I don't have that.
I was thinking wired
connects,
broadband.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. Wired versus wireless, right? I have multiple choices in how I'm going to access the internet at any point, at least from my place.
Okay. Now, does anybody out there think that maybe instead of applying an opt-out system to these internet service providers, that the United States, the FTC, for example, could adopt FCC-type regulations and ask everyone to move to opt-in?
So former Chairman Wheeler seemed to think that was the right answer overall. His sense was, yeah.
Former FCC chairman.
Yes.
Okay.
So the outgoing FCC chairman. If you read the FCC's rules that it passed last October, it was very clear that the FCC's position was opt-in is the way we should go nationwide. And so they were going to do what they could to move the needle in that direction, which is the model more or less that the EU has adopted.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So that's already what they're doing in the EU. But is that effort kind of dead in the water now?
Yes and no. There are good arguments why you might not want to go an opt-in model as well. So a big chunk of the lifeblood of the internet ecosystem, right, runs on consumer information. It's gathering that information that allows Google to give free search and free Gmail and Facebook to support its social media. Anything you do that slows the flow of that information, that hydrant, right, makes it less profitable and therefore makes it harder for companies like Google to offer free services or to experiment with all the different things that their ad revenue is currently funding, like driverless cars.
I just don't
see
the current political climate in the United States as being very friendly to that idea.
No, I think that's exactly right. I think those who are looking for a heightened sense of privacy are going to have to wait a little while.
Okay. So what is it that FCC Chairman Pai can do? Can he put a stay on these rules so that they don't go into effect on Thursday?
Yeah. So the internet service providers have filed a request for a stay with the FCC pending court challenge of the privacy rules. Commissioner Pai is, or Chairman Pai is seeking a vote on that to grant the stay pending. And what that would do is effectively arrest the rules so they wouldn't take effect until that court challenge can go forward. And I think this is part of a larger effort by Chairman Pai to roll back these rules and get to a place of competitive balance.
Right. And finally, at the top of the conversation, we played some tape from Senator Markey where he basically described this in, you know, he feels like there's an epic privacy battle going on with these rules and the FCC. I mean, how big of a deal is this?
So at the end of the day, it may not matter all that much, right? Ultimately, if it means the internet service providers have to get a box that you can check when you sign up for service saying you're allowed to use my information, right, then ultimately it won't really matter. The devil's in the details, and the details are not something that the FCC has released as far as I know yet, sort of how you get a consumer to opt in and what level of effort they have to go through in order to get permission from consumers is ultimately really what where the rubber hits the road.
So you said we have an example in Europe. How do they get consumers to opt in there?
So usually it's a matter of getting permission, and my understanding is it's ongoing permission, right? So on every X number of months or years, they have to renew that permission. The real challenge for companies that have an opt-in law applied to them is keeping track of permission, right? So making sure that if somebody challenges them at some point, they have electronic records showing, yes, you gave your permission at this point. And that's not a trivial cost.
Hmm. Well, Daniel Lyons is an associate professor of law at Boston College Law School, and he specializes in the areas of telecommunications and internet regulation. Professor Lyons, thank you so much, and thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.